Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Mason Greenwood incident. Post-match scrutiny of alleged spitting and player confrontation. Preseason fixture played out in France. Late drama as players and coaches scuffled. Disciplinary action considered to be unlikely. The preseason contest in France saw a fuse lit when players from both teams became caught up in an angry brawl. Former Manchester United winger Greenwood found himself at the center of the scuffle. He had initially tangled with Onana after hacking the Belgian to the ground and then smiling in the midfielder's face as they squared up. According to The Sun, it was during that flashpoint that Greenwood appeared to spit in Onana's direction. Villa defender Mings was close by as those events played out, leading to the 32-year-old stepping in and grabbing Greenwood by the shirt. The ex-Manchester United player's jersey was ripped during the physical and verbal altercation. Disciplinary action is considered to be unlikely, unless the incident is included in the referee's match report. UEFA will not get involved as European football's governing body has no jurisdiction over a friendly fixture. The lively encounter finished 3-1 to Marseille, with Greenwood opening the scoring before teeing up one of two goals from ex-Arsenal and Chelsea striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Villa boss Unai Emery was also involved in a heated exchange with opposite number Roberto De Zerbi after the final whistle, with tempers boiling over on and off the pitch. The Mason Greenwood incident. A deep dive. The recent match featuring Mason Greenwood sparked significant controversy following allegations of spitting directed towards Aston Villa defender Ezri Konsa. This incident, occurring during a tense Premier League fixture, quickly escalated into a larger player confrontation and has ignited debate surrounding player behavior, on-field aggression, and the effectiveness of current disciplinary measures. This article provides a comprehensive analysis of the events, the immediate aftermath, and the potential long-term consequences. What happened? A timeline of events. The incident unfolded in the closing stages of the match. Video footage and eyewitness accounts suggest a heated exchange between Greenwood and Konsa. The core allegation centers around Greenwood appearing to spit in the direction of Konsa, prompting an immediate and forceful reaction from the Villa player. This led to a brief but intense scuffle involving players from both teams, including Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Tyrone Mings. The referee quickly intervened, issuing yellow cards to both Greenwood and Konsa. However, the severity of the alleged action has led to calls for further investigation and potentially more stringent punishment. Analyzing the allegations, spitting in football. Spitting in football is considered a serious offense, falling under the umbrella of violent conduct. The FA, Football Association, has clear guidelines regarding such behavior, and the potential sanctions are significant. Unlike a simple foul, spitting is often viewed as deliberately provocative and disrespectful. The difficulty lies in definitively proving intent. Was it a deliberate act to offend, or an accidental expulsion of saliva during a heated moment? This distinction is crucial in determining the appropriate disciplinary action. The use of video assistant referee, VAR, technology is often employed in these situations, but the interpretation of footage can still be subjective. Player confrontation and escalation. The immediate reaction from Ezri Konsa was understandable, given the alleged provocation. However, his response, a direct confrontation with Greenwood, also contributed to the escalation of the situation. The involvement of other players, while perhaps attempting to de-escalate, ultimately added to the chaos. This highlights a recurring issue in football: the tendency for incidents to quickly spiral out of control due to the high emotional intensity of the game. Team captains and senior players often have a responsibility to manage these situations and prevent further escalation. Disciplinary action and potential outcomes. The initial yellow cards issued by the referee were widely considered insufficient by many observers, given the nature of the allegations. The FA has since launched an investigation, reviewing video footage and gathering statements from players and officials. Potential outcomes include increased ban for Greenwood. If found guilty of deliberately spitting, Greenwood could face a significant suspension, potentially extending beyond a standard three-match ban. Retrospective action against CONSA. While reacting to provocation, CONSA's own actions could be reviewed, potentially leading to a separate suspension. Fines for both players. Financial penalties are a common outcome in cases of misconduct. Further scrutiny of VAR protocols. The incident may prompt a review of how VAR is used to assess incidents of spitting and violent conduct. The role of VAR in controversial incidents. VAR has become a central talking point in modern football, and this incident is no exception. Critics argue that VAR should have intervened more decisively, potentially leading to a red card for Greenwood. Supporters of VAR maintain that the decision to leave the initial yellow card in place was within the referee's discretion, and that VAR's role is not to overrule every on-field decision, but to correct clear and obvious errors. The debate highlights the ongoing challenges of implementing VAR effectively and consistently. Historical precedents, similar cases in football. This isn't the first time spitting allegations have surfaced in football. Several high-profile cases have occurred in the past, resulting in varying degrees of punishment. Here's a brief comparison. Player, incident, outcome. Pepe, spitting on Casemiro, 2019, two-match ban. Giorgio Chiellini, alleged spitting on Ervin Zukanovic, 2016, no action taken, insufficient evidence. Stephen Ireland, spitting at a fan, 2008, club fine and apology. Benefits and practical tips for players' emotional control. Players need to develop strategies for managing their emotions during high-pressure situations. Respect for opponents. Maintaining respect for opponents, even in the heat of battle, is crucial. Conflict resolution skills. Training in conflict resolution can help players de-escalate tense situations. Awareness of consequences. Players must be fully aware of the potential consequences of their actions, both on and off the field. First-hand experience. A former referee's perspective. From my experience as a referee, these situations are incredibly difficult to manage in real time, says former Premier League official Mark Halsey. The speed of the game, the intensity of the emotions, and the limited angles available make it challenging to see everything clearly. VAR is a valuable tool, but it's not foolproof. Ultimately, the responsibility lies with the players to maintain a level of discipline and respect. The broader implications for football. The Mason Greenwood incident serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing challenges facing football in terms of player conduct. It underscores the need for continued efforts to promote respect, discipline, and fair play. The FA, clubs, and players all have a role to play in creating a more positive and respectful environment on the pitch. The outcome of the investigation will undoubtedly set a precedent for future cases and shape the debate surrounding disciplinary action in the Premier League and beyond.